delivering good old-fashioned service. And Hammo for breakfast on 4MK.
18 after 8, and it's been a while. A very good morning to the federal member for Dawson, George Christensen. G'day, mate.
Morning, Hammo. How are you going?
Good, good, good. Mate, look, just a couple of quick things. And look, this is in regards to, obviously, the Ring Road, the funding secured and so forth. Quite a few people saying, well, for one thing, now with the downturn of the mining industry, do we really need the Ring Road now?
Well, we haven't got fewer truck movements, really. The productivity of the mines is still going on as perhaps even stronger than what it has in the past. So similar amounts of fuel are still being used out west, and they're being carted down Nebo Road. We saw a few years back where a Mackay Sugar truck, actually, I believe it was.
Yes.
A driver there had a fit and passed out and crossed over into the wrong lane and ended up smashing into a gas cylinder at a Nebo Road motel,
which caused
a major explosion. We're lucky no one died there.
Yeah.
I mean, an incident like that could easily happen. So, no, it's been a long-standing view, not just of organisations like Ain Roads and the Mackay Regional Council, but I suppose they're just reflective of the broader community concerns that the trucks really do need to get out of the CBD area.
Mm.
So that's what the Mackay Ring Road is for. So there very much still is a need for it. I know a lot of people saying the mining boom's over. Well, the boom might be over, but there's still fuel trucks coming through Mackay.
Yeah.
Now, if we...
So you're saying that the amount of traffic on the road is basically the same, is what you're saying?
No, the amount of trucks that are carrying particularly fuel out west is still the same. And
certainly
the number of sugar trucks is also still pretty much the same. So, you know, this is always all about heavy vehicles, the Mackay Ring Road. That's why stage two of the Mackay Ring Road connects the Bruce Highway to the port. So, you know, that is why it is still very much needed to go ahead. We wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't needed. The figures show that it is needed.
All right, mate. Just a couple of other things in regards to it. And one question that's been posed is, look, it's going to take traffic out of the city, which will mean that, you know, that we'll have less people probably frequenting and coming into the town of Mackay to take advantage, of course, of the great facilities that we do have in the region, not the trucks, but obviously, you know, with the other traffic on the road.
Look, there's a couple of things to respond to that. One, the studies that's been done elsewhere, particularly in New South Wales, shows that bypasses of towns actually don't have that long-term or even a medium-term impact on tourism in the town.
Right.
In the short term, they may, but that's pretty much during construction, where people are wanting to get through it and just get on with where they were going to go.
Okay.
But if you have a look at the Bruce Highway, is it...
that was the other thing. How long's it before that's going to be fixed?
What's that, the Bruce Highway?
Yeah, we want four lanes all the way through. I mean, less road fatalities would happen because of that, obviously.
I think in perpetuity, every time it gets built to a standard, probably rightfully so, there'll be higher standards out there that we need to build it to.
But a four-lane highway all the way through would certainly decrease road fatalities and obviously deaths on the road, don't you think?
That would, and it's one of my goals to see at least the section between Serena and Mackay four-laned. I think that's only right. That's sort of one of those sections that is notorious. But as the Bruce Highway passes through Mackay, just on the Ring Road, losing tourism and that argument, I mean, the actual Bruce Highway doesn't deviate into the CBD of Mackay.
You're right there.
So people actually right now still do have to make the choice to either turn off into the city of Mackay or to keep on driving across the Roncam Bridge.
All right. Mate, the front page of today's paper, how do you put a price on four generations of history with farms and land that have been in family generations being taken away because of the Ring Road? Yes, they're getting compensated, I suppose, in some way, shape or form when it comes to money. Is it enough money, for one? And I suppose the second thing is, you know, there's a lot of history there that it's been taken away from some of these families.
For sure, and that's the downside, I suppose, of any road construction. You are always going to have people and property owners that are going to be impacted by these decisions and these roads, which are really built for the greater good of the region. So where locals are forced to surrender property, where it's resumed forcibly, they do need to be adequately compensated and properly and then some. So I'd hope that when we see the state government interacting with those landholders, that they're given proper compensation. I would say one thing, though, that it has been of no surprise to these people. I mean, I do know that the individuals in question you're talking about say that they were told back in 2008. So there's something like, 8 years that
they
have people have had to know about this and to prepare for it. So while they do need to be adequately compensated, no one can argue that they haven't been given time to work it out and try and make arrangements.
All right. No worries. Look, George, thank you very much for your time this morning. Really do appreciate it.